This is the Composer's Datebook for July 28th. I'm John Zeck. In the decades since its founding in 1920, the annual Salzburg Music Festival in Austria has earned a well-deserved reputation as one of the best and priciest summertime music venues in the world. The core repertory of the festival has always been the music of Salzburg's most famous native son, Wolfgang Mozart, and other classical and romantic masters from the Austro-Germanic tradition. Standards and expenses are high, and that often means risk-taking is discouraged. Fearing that the Salzburg Festival was becoming a bit too conservative and predictable, in the 1990s the festival's directors began including some challenging contemporary classics into the mix. On today's date in 1997, a revised version of György Ligeti's opera Le Grand Macabre premiered at the Salzburg Festival. It opens with a car horn overture and is a surreal, darkly whimsical vision of a postmodern world, set in a timeless never-never land inspired by the fantastic landscapes of the painters Franz Bruegel and Hieronymus Bosch. In Ligeti's opera, the world is fast approaching apocalypse, and the ultimate catastrophe is overseen by a rather ineffectual and occasionally tipsy Grim Reaper. The libretto is silly and serious at the same time, and was devised by the composer and Michael Meschke, a master puppeteer. For the 1997 Salzburg production, the American director Peter Sellers set the work in a devastated, Chernobyl-like landscape contaminated by nuclear disaster. For more on chilling and cheery musical happenings, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.